This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
Every Sunday from 8 until 9, it is our custom, it is our tradition, it is our way of life to invite God through His Word to speak to us, so prophetically, to speak to us so directly that we hear Him not only with our ears but with our hearts, not only with our hearts but with our minds. Because a God that speaks His Word changes His people's hearts and their minds. Allow me this morning to speak to you. You in particular, who is cared, loved, and created by God, who made all men, but made you different and unique to all shades of humanity under His grace. To you who God has made in the image of Himself and given you the ability to speak life and death, poverty and wealth, lack and abundance. Allow me this morning to remind you that with great power comes great responsibility. Be careful, child of God, how you address yourself. Allow me to encourage you that there is a spirit that you need to let go of, a spirit you need to shake off, a spirit you need to depart from. You might not be aware of it, or maybe you think the spirit does not consume you. Maybe you've been walking so long in this journey called life that you think that the spirit is not a part of you. Meanwhile, it is living in your front room, living in your bedroom, residing with you rent-free. Child of God, allow me to help you to address the elephant in the room. Whenever you think about converting your life, about becoming better, about stepping up to God, to make that call, to take that leap of faith, you start to feel chest pains. You start to become short of breath, and maybe you even start to sweat, and chills go down your spine. Your mouth becomes dry, and your stomach starts to turn. Child of God, allow me to address you this morning, that just the thought of you doing that thing that you have always thought about, for you achieving that dream you've always had in your heart, maybe even being able to just step up to being a better you, you feel helpless and the circumstance consumes you. Allow me, child of God, to tell you to fear not. We all long to hear these words, and not many people are able to articulate or to be able to tell us in the way that we both understand. The child of God, fear not. Some of us are longing to feel free, to feel loved. We are longing more of God's peace in the midst of stress, danger, and uncertainty. The words, fear not, are the most repeated words in the Bible. In fact, it's been said over 365 times in the Bible, the child of God, fear not. Meaning, if it has been repeated 365 times, it means that God knows that for every day of your life, you need to walk and position yourself, understanding that you, child of God, should fear not. Fear not, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh God, 2 Timothy 1 verses 7, sound mind. I could stay there all day and just talk to you about a sound mind, but allow me to move on. God says, "So do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my righteous hand." I found it to be relevant that it being the fifth month of 2020, and many of us need answers to questions that we have regarding our finances, our health, and perhaps even our careers. We need God to show us His divine direction. Allow me to remind you that 5 in the Bible signifies God's grace, His goodness and favor towards humanity. The number 5 in the Bible signifies grace. And 5 multiplied by 5 gives you 25. And that is grace upon grace. You can find that in John 1 verses 16. Allow me to come into your home this morning, to come into your business, to come into your health, and to tell you, child of God, you should fear not. There is nothing to fear but fear in itself. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that suppresses all human understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Child of God, allow me this morning to tell you to fear not. Fear not, you will not die from this situation. Fear not, your business will not collapse in this situation. Fear not, you will not raise those children by yourself. Fear not, but instead be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Fear not, because God is bigger. He's bigger than your situation. He's bigger than HIV. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than diabetes. He's bigger than COVID-19. He is bigger. You might be at home and looking at all the walls that surround you. Debt is rising and the funds are so low. Maybe you started a job last month and have already received a retrenchment letter or a letter that states that you cannot come back to work. Child of God, God is bigger. He is bigger than that situation. A story is told about a young buffalo who approaches his father and asks him if there is anything that he is afraid of. The young buffalo wants to know from his father, is there anything that you fear? Only lions, my son, the father responded. Yes, I fear lions. If I ever see one, I'd turn and run as fast as I can. No, that's not the worst thing you can do by running and spearing ahead. The mother buffalo asked the son, what are you afraid of? And the son said, I fear nothing when my father is with me. The father then realized the doctrine he was teaching his son and turned around and said, my son, fear is false imagery in the imagination. When a lion tries to attack you, stand your ground and show them that you are not afraid. If he does not move away, show him your sharp horns and stomp your feet onto the ground, letting him know how you can shake the earth. If that does not work, slowly walk towards him. If that does not work, charge him and hit him with your horns. The son turned to his father and said, "Father, I thought you were afraid of lions." The father said, "No, I have changed my mind. Since I've realized the doctrine I would be teaching you, I have decided that I fear nothing and fear absolutely no one." If ever you are afraid, know that I am here with you. If you panic and you run in fear, the lion will chase you and will continue to chase you for the rest of your life. Even in your dreams, the lion will chase you. But if you stand fast, if you believe that you are greater, truly, indeed, you shall be great. What is the moral of the story? As you are sitting at home, as a mother, as a father, as a brother, as a sister, there's someone who is watching you, who's watching your level of fear in this situation. And how you behave, what you say, might just be the reason that they become fearful. They become uncertain and worried about the future. But if you just stand fast on what God has promised you, on God's promises, which are yea and amen, if you stand fast and know that God is with you in this situation, your children will not go down, your finances will not go down, your marriage will not go down, you will not go down, child of God. He will continue to be with you. This is a brand new series we are going to be busy with this month. And I want you, whatever situation that you are going to be facing, whatever circumstance you will be facing, child of God, fear not. Today's word comes from Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2. And it reads as follows. "But now, thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have created you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you pass through the fire, you shall not burn, nor shall the flame scorch you. My Father, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, let your word become flesh, that it might dwell amongst us, O God, that your word might renew our thinking, might renew our understanding, might renew our purpose, restore our health, and restore our understanding, O God. Father, will you minimize me and maximize yourself as you speak to your people in this season, O God, the season of uncertainty, the season, O God, of lack. Let your word be made flesh, that it dwells with us, O God. Amen and amen. Today's word comes from Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2. I miss how the pastors would say, "If you have it, now say amen." And the church would say, "Yes, just like that." "But now, thou saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not burn, nor shall the flames scorch you. I'm often very fascinated how the enemy would use fear as the most popular weapon that he uses against us. Worry, anxiety, and fear can overwhelm us with a thick shadow of darkness controlling our every move, our every decision. What do you do when fear seems to be winning your day? What do you do when fear seems to be winning your life? What do you do when fear seems to be winning your marriage and your mental well-being? Deep in the soil of your heart, little seeds of doubt take root, growing into a harvest of frustration and anger. Allow me this morning, child of God, to submit to you that fear is merely just a spirit. Fear that can make what is fake seem to be real and what is real seem to be fake. Fear will make you let go of what is working and hold on to what is not working. Fear will make you water a dead relationship and walk away from one that is living if you are not careful and clever. Fear will make you believe that you are sinking, meanwhile you are standing on solid ground. That is fear. But allow me this morning to declare and decree that you shall not go down, child of God. You shall not go down in this circumstance. Surely the arm of God is not too short to save you, nor his ear too dull to hear you. Allow me this morning to submit to you, my brother and my sister, to declare and decree that your help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heavens and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. The Lord will protect and preserve you. He will bless you in the land of the living. You will live to see your blessings, child of God. Your children will live through your blessings. You shall not go down. I know they're talking about letting people go in that company where you work. Allow me to tell you to not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Even if they let you go, God will open up a door that will close that window. Do not be afraid. I know they're talking about switching off the lights and the water in your house. Child of God, do not be afraid. And even if they do, God will switch on a plan into your life that will throw you forward into the next 10 years of your life. Do not be afraid. I know the doctors are probably telling you that baby will not make it. Do not be afraid. Even if you lose the baby, God will restore you. Do not be afraid. I know they're telling you now that it is so important for us to wear masks and to keep a safe distance and to wash our hands. Child of God, do it. It is a must, but do not be afraid. As you wear that mask, the first line of protection is God. As you sanitize your hand, the first line of defense is God. As you continue to keep your distance, the first line of defense is God. Do not be afraid. But instead, humble yourself before God under his mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time, leaving all your worries on him, because truly he cares for you. He cares for you. Child of God, This morning I want you to know that you will not go down. You, oh no, 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 you will not go down. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body that we have and the clothes that we wear. God will not let you go down. If God can feed the birds in the air, what more will He do for you, child of God? This morning I want to share with you powerful words written by Martin Luther King Jr. Words that I hope you can take with you this week as you begin to get back to work, those who will, as you begin to think about that new business, as you will, as you begin to understand that this season is not one for you to be afraid of, but rather to trust in God. And I quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others will not feel insecure around you. You were born to manifest the glory of God that is within you. It is not in just some of us, but in every one. And as you let your own light shine, we unconsciously give people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others." Tobela Malegai. Mama, what is it that you need prayer for? What is it that you want God to do for you this morning?
Must I stay or must I go? I need clarity. Because I've been suffering enough now.
What has been happening, Mama?
It's like I've invested a lot in this relationship, yeah. Only me. So always I'm asking God, why me? Because it's not the first relationship that's been happening like this.
So the relationship has been going on now for 3 years.
Yes.
For 3 years, and you are in your 50s, and he's also in his 50s, but he's unable to really give you any sense of commitment at this time.
The problem is he doesn't even communicate, he doesn't have communication at all. It's like if I want to start to engage with him, communicate, even the other day, I even took him to this pastor just to go there so that he can talk. It doesn't.
How about win that? Unore tu?
Nothing. It's like, yes, I hear you, and then that's it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
And who taught that to have a relationship, Limoto? You are trying to bring a point across. You are trying to sort of build your relationship. Marandate and not do.
Nothing. Abu.
Lobola too.
Nothing. As I'm talking to you now, I decided to let me go to my mother's house. Mm. I'm staying there, and then he went back to his mother's house also.
So relationship, you know, it got locked down, novella. I mean, it's not happening. Jehovah. And Mama, you love him.
I do a lot.
You know, Mama. First of all, I'm gonna thank you. Thank you for being a woman of grace, a woman who's able to build a man. Though it is not your job, you have taken the liberty to build someone and build his life and place him in a place where he is important. But it is one thing to place someone in a position where they must be able to stand. It's another thing to stand for them. And you cannot stand for someone who is unable to pick themselves up. Mama, I'm going to pray for you that may God reveal to you the real purpose of this relationship. May God let you know exactly why he has put you in this situation and what is to come for it. Because I believe that in every situation that God puts us in, there is a reason and there is a revelation and a testimony that will come from it. Mama, may you know that God loves you. And there is a specific season and a specific person who is going to come into your life. It might just be Ntate if God touches him and really, really brings him to his senses. It might just be someone else. But I want God to heal your heart and to restore you in this season.
Amen.
Don't give up, Mama. Don't give up. God still loves you. God is still with you, and I pray that may this relationship take form as God starts to shape it to be exactly what he wants it to be.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much for connecting with me, Mama. I'm going to definitely be praying for you.
Amen.
So many of your WhatsApp messages, I'm receiving them all, and I'm definitely going to be going through them. I do also receive them on Facebook. I am Mpho Magwabeni. On Twitter, it's Minister of Restoration. You can follow me, you can like, and you can also comment. I've got no problem with that. If you are on the road, please do be safe. Do follow the speed limit. If you are going back to a different province for whatever reason it might be, please continue to wear your mask. And even as you wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, make sure that you avoid handshakes and any other form of contact during this time. I really do appreciate that. Also, I know it's a difficult month. I know it's a tough month for all of us. But I really want to plead with you. Allow me to plead with you this morning. If you have, you might call her Nkhono, you might call her Makhadzi Sesi. You know that lady that works at home, that does the laundry, that does the cooking, that lady that takes care of your kids? She didn't work last month now, did she? But I'm pleading with you. Won't you please just pay her? Pay her not because you've got the money, not because maybe you're feeling sorry for her. No, pay her because she needs it more than you'll ever understand. Just pay her. And that gentleman that does your garden, that gentleman that takes care of your flowers, he always makes sure that the bins are empty and the house is presentable. Please do pay him as well. Pay him whatever it is that you can. I know for essential workers it is easy, but for some of us who maybe have received a cut or maybe not received everything, just find it within your heart. If you can't pay her, rather in the form of money, maybe then just take food parcels to her home and just let her know that you are thinking about her in this time. I promise you, God will restore you. Arusani, I see your message. I'm going to be going through your message in just a short while. And I'm going to be joining my faith with yours. Won't you join yours with mine? In this hour, we connect our faith together and we ask our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to intervene in our circumstances and in our situations. And I'm so glad to be connecting with you this morning. Ligai, Mama.
Hello,
Mama. Mama, welcome to Sunday Restoration. Mama, what is it that you want God to do for you? Kengi e elitshwenyang. At least if una le moya o dirang hore you must be separated or le ska kwana, at least moya o outsamaye a otswe. If una le moya o dirang di disruptions, maybe o convincing o mongwe hore o le ha di re tsona a otswe moya o. Yo mama, the first thing I want to thank you for is I want to thank you that you're a woman who cares about your family. You love your family. You love your children and you love your partner. I want to thank you for that, because Babanti, they are struggling to just find love in itself, and you are displaying it, and I want to thank you for it. Thank you so much, Mama, for what you are doing. And even as you are separated from the one that you love, you are not far from them in heart. So I'm going to pray, Ori, may God give you strength. May God give you the understanding, and may God reveal to you the purposes of this season in your life. I'm going to pray, Hori, Father, may you calm her spirit, and may her partner begin to play his part as well, oh God. May he understand that there are situations and circumstances that need them to be in one accord. I'm going to be praying for you, Mom. I'm going to be praying for your family. I'm going to be praying for your health and praying for breakthrough in your relationship. Thank you, Mama. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you.
I got a message at 7:03 in the morning. The message is from Anonymous and it reads as follows. I'm so grateful for the not so polished season of my life. I'm going through so much this year in terms of my career, so much uncertainty, and taking a lot of my financial strain. Add to that being a new mother and all that comes with it. It's a dragging year, I won't lie. I feel like I've been baptized in fire. I've been crying so much. I've cried in these past 4 months more than I have in my entire life. But through it all, I'm grateful for all the things I have learned about myself and my God. I'm grateful. Wow. Jesus. For my serenity, faith in the fact that he will turn things around for me. But nevertheless, I'd like for some prayers that God continues to keep me strong and that my faith stays in its best shape through this period. Many a times in these seasons, many a times in these moments, many a times when we go through such uncertainty, it feels as if it's hurdle after hurdle. It seems as if it's pain after pain. It seems as if it is such a tough season for you. Know that there is life at the end of the tunnel, that there is going to be birth of something great outside of this. It just seems as if everything is just not working out. That is when God is working something. That is when God is repositioning, realigning. That is when God is putting you into a focus of something maybe that you know and have ignored, or maybe something that He wants you to do and you keep dodging. It is a season to look back at what it is that God wants you to do.
Hi, Mopo. My name is unknown, but I do have a name.
Amen.
Mopo, may you please let your people pray for me. I'm dating someone's wife. And they do want to break up with his husband just because of me. So, Magwabeni, it is painful for me. I don't cope if I think about this, because they do have a child. So may you please, man of God, pray for me. It is painful. I don't even think straight. Most of the time, if I think about this relationship, it is give me more stress. So please, man of God, help me with the people there. Amen.
It is a very difficult, difficult situation. Very, very, very difficult situation. One I would not wish upon my worst enemy. To be in love and to date a married woman. To come between what God has made is a place where you do not want to find yourself. You do not want to be the one that causes confusion and conflict in what God has put together. God says, whatever I have put together, whatever I have binded, no man should come between. So be very, very, very careful how you trade in that situation. My brother, I'm going to pray that God helps you through this, that He unbinds you from the bondages that you are currently under, that the spirit that is currently consuming you, may it leave you. It just cannot be that someone else, their family, might be torn apart because of your actions. And what relationship will come from that? What relationship will come from you dating a married woman? How will your relationship survive? Will you be able to trust each other? Will you be able to move on with each other? Will you be able to recognize the person that you are with? Is it love or is it lust? I ask you, I'm not sure. My brother, I'm going to be praying so hard for you. Also praying for the woman that she might find it in her heart to be able to find clarity in the circumstance and situation, that God may be able to reveal to her the true reason for this season. Because I believe there is truly a reason behind all of this. And only God Himself can reveal this to us. Got a WhatsApp message that says, morning, Mpo. Please pray for me. I've been in a difficult relationship, but nothing is working out. I've been a very loyal lady, but I just got played every single time. Please pray for me so that I may find a man who will marry me. I guess before we get into that talk and we get into that situation, I want to pray that God reveals to you your purpose before you find someone. God reveals to you the reason why he has formed you and made you. And once he's revealed that to you, I pray that God gives you the strength to love the season you are in. Because things change when you get married. Things change. Your time is no longer your own. Your money is no longer your own. And unless you have gone through the changes with God, you'll be depressed and in marriage. You'll be in heartache, but in marriage. If you do not heal from whatever scars that God is still working on, you will walk into that marriage carrying that bondage, carrying that baggage. And marriage will not heal you. No. So many people think that once I get married, all my problems will go away. No, 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 child of God. Your problems must go away while you are still alone. While you are still stubborn, your problems must go away. While you are still not respectful, your troubles must somehow go away from you. Then God will find someone for you. Because how selfish would it be of you to find someone who God has worked on for 5 years and you have not even worked on yourself, not for a single day? How horrible would that be? But I'm going to pray that God reveals to you the person that is for you. If you just join me, my name is
Mpho Magwabeni, keeping you company on the Sunday Restoration on Capricorn FM.
In this hour, you and I join our faith together and we pray. We don't do this because it is fashion. We don't do this because maybe it is something that is a learned habit from years ago. We do it because there is power in prayer. We do it because our Lord and Savior told us that if we just make known our request to him, that he will be able to heal us. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
Not so well.
Anonymous, I would like to speak to you for a second, but before I do, I want to play your voice note. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hello.
It is a very difficult situation. Very, very.
I'm also an unknown.
One I would not wish upon.
I'm a young girl. Was 23 years old.
To come between what God
I was involved in with two guys, the one which is known at home and the one whom they don't know. And now I found out 2 days back that I'm pregnant with the one whom they don't know at home. I'm thinking of terminating the pregnancy.
That he unbinds you from the bondages that you're currently under.
It has, because I don't know.
That is currently consuming you, may it leave you.
I don't know what to do.
It just cannot be.
I'm afraid of the shame that I will face.
Their family might be torn apart because of your actions. Anonymous.
Yeah, that's good.
The situation where you find yourself in sometimes just seems to be quite difficult, huh?
Yeah.
So what are you most afraid of what the boyfriend who is known at home might say and what the family might say and the one who is the father of the baby might not be able to support you?
He is willing to support me, but I'm afraid of the family and the one whom they know.
So it is a situation now where you in a way have to choose between these two guys.
Yeah.
Anonymous, let me help you out. one thing that I can say to you right now is that not only are there many young and old women who are praying for children, who are praying to have a child, but there are many who are able to give some form of clarity in the situation, in the sense that they'll let you know that it is difficult. It is a blessing to have a child. A child being within you, a child moving, starting from as little as a mustard seed to becoming a human being that speaks to you, that can reason with you, that has a vision, that has a purpose. It is a God-given blessing to have and to carry such a seed. And for a mother, you've already probably started to feel and see and notice changes in your body. One thing you will not be able to recover from is knowing that you had a child within you and that child is no more. Let me just help you out with that. Let me help you and save you months and months and years of therapy trying to console. You will not be able to forget this very moment and this very blessing. You will not. This child will constantly be in your mind and in your heart. I encourage you. If you have to let go of both of these men, let it be. If you have to let go of both the boyfriend who's known at home and the one who's not known at home for this child to live, let it be. Let it be. Give this child a fighting chance. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let this child
really mean a lot live. To me. I needed to talk to someone, but I didn't know where to go to. So I've been listening to Capricorn FM from 8 o'clock, and you've been talking about fear, and so I thought of texting you.
And you did the right thing. You really did the right thing. Believe you me, a man can change his mind tomorrow or meet another girl who's taller or shorter, with long hair or short hair, cuter or not, and he will leave you. He will leave you. But this child will love you. This child will carry you. This child will probably be the reason for your breakthrough. Let this child live.
Thank you so much.
There are many support systems. If it's money, there's the government is able to help. I'm sure your parents will understand. There is no mother who will encourage her daughter to get an abortion just to keep a man. Believe you me, there is no mother. There is no father who will rejoice in knowing that you have turned your body into a tomb. Child of God, God loves you. You've made mistake, as we all have. Everyone has sinned. All of us, we have sinned. Every single one of us. But what I want you to do, and what I want you to understand, is that you've been given a blessing by God. Carry that blessing. Nourish that blessing. And God will multiply. Believe you me, being single is not going to start with you. It's not going to end with you. If it happens that they say they cannot be in a relationship with you, tell them thank you, God bless you, and move on. There will be another man who will be able to carry you and your child. Child of God, I'm going to pray right now that Father God, oh Jesus, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we trust you. Father, I'm praying for Anonymous right now, presenting her before you, oh God, that Father, you might strengthen her, Father. Give her clarity, oh God. Father, for any shame that she's afraid of, Father, remove it, Father God, because you have glorified her, Father. You have placed her, Father, you have placed a seed within her that will grow, Father, and shake the world, oh God. Father, you have placed within her a child of victory, a child of promise, and a child who will change the entire globe, oh God. Father, may you help her, Jesus. Help her in this season, oh God. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be well. Be well. Know that it is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well.
Thank you, sir. prayer really means a lot to me.
Hallelujah. And I'm here for you. I wanna be at the child's first birthday and the 18th, and when the child graduates and when the child gets married, please invite me. I want to be there.
I wish.
Have a blessed
Thank
Sunday.
You. Thank you.
Restoration means not being judgmental. Restoration means putting yourself in that other person's shoes. Restoration means understanding someone else's pain without being directly infected by it. That is what restoration is. My Father, my God, worry and fear are in the hearts of many, O God. But we are reminded that perfect love casts out all of fear, Father. Your love, Father, warms us, Father God. Your love wraps us and casts out the fear of COVID-19, O God. Father, your love breaks bondages, anxiety, and fear, O God. Your love alone sustains us and keeps us, O God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are seated in heavenly thrones, O God. Earth is your footstool, O God. There is nothing that is above you. There is nothing that you don't understand. Father, we pray and we say, O God, restore us, O God. Let your love continue to cover us, O God. Father, I lift up Macho. I lift her up to you, O God. Father, may you help her with her relationship. Father, I lift up the man who's in love with a married woman. Father, bring clarity and understanding in his heart. Father, let him know that you love him beyond understanding and that there is someone there out for him who's just waiting to love him, O God. Father, I lift up Anonymous. I say, Father, bless that child, O God. And whatever that might convince her otherwise in this week, Father, may you continue to speak to her. Speak to her, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for our president. Pray for his cabinet. And for those who are leaving, going back to work, Father, may they receive good news. And those who won't, Father, strengthen them that they might know that you are with them. For you are the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Capricorn FM Sundays is coming up next. That is Master J, Mutusi Makoshoro, and Prudence Mabasa. They're going to be keeping you company until the late hours of tonight. Do make sure that you do stay tuned. Addictive Sundays is coming up next. Capricorn FM News is also up next. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. Adoa Machoe Nabu Dutere. Dende.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.